Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz. 95 The Sports Hub.
Tony, he has immense talents. You understand why New England takes the risk, quote unquote, to bring him in. But what's the bigger message that you see in all of this?
Yeah, Mike, I coached 13 years as a head coach. Every year, my first message to the team was, we want to win Super Bowls. Yes, we want to be talented, but we've got to be role models. These kids in our country look up to NFL players and coaches, and I really think this sent the wrong message. I know coaches want to win, Rodney, but I'm disappointed in Robert Kraft. I think it's some point you say, we're just as an organization, we are not going to do this.
Boy, do I think Tony Dungy missed the mark there. He's right to call out the Patriots. This Antonio Brown is a joke. He's an embarrassment, which makes your signing of him embarrassing. It is. It's a joke. And it's an embarrassing sign. It's a... I don't know how else to say it. He's an embarrassment. He did everything wrong, and you just rewarded him. So what does that make you? So you deserve to be called out, even by the likes of the sanctimonious, insufferable Tony Dungy. He's right to call you out. But role models and the kids?
Too much.
Would you please give me a break with that?
Yeah, put a sock in that.
Put a sock in that. And I don't know what he's going after Robert for. This is on Belichick. And as a former coach, I'm surprised Dungy doesn't feel this way. I'd be pissed if I'm a coach who has to try and keep these guys in line. And, you know, football is a tough sport where it does have to come from the top and there does have to be structure and there does have to be discipline. It's very hard for it to work in that sport without it. And every coach knows it. And by Belichick signing these guys after they blow their way out of town somewhere else is tacitly encouraging these players to act unprofessionally. And if I were John Gruden, or I were Tony Dungy, or I were another coach, I'd say, Bill, what are you doing? We all have the same job. We're all trying to keep these guys in line. It's a hard job keeping 60 of these guys on the beam. Now you are going to encourage these guys to be insubordinate, team killers, coach killers, act selfishly, just so they'll come to New England? What are you doing to me? And I thought he was close with Gruden and Mayock. I mean, again, all the water that poor Mike Mayock has carried for Bill Belichick, all the ass-kissing he used to do to Bill Belichick when he was on the network, I thought they were guys. I thought they were boys. Now Bill's going to turn around and Maz thinks the whole thing was orchestrated. So not only is Bill going to be there to give Antonio Brown a reward for being a complete a-hole in Oakland, he's going to actually whisper in his ear, psst, if you get yourself out of there, you got $15 million here sitting for you in New England. He's actually going to do that? That's what I would have a problem with if I'm Tony Dungy, not the kids. I take this for what it's worth. Screw the kids. I'm not worried about the kids. And, you know, the message of role models and Robert Kraft, wrong. Stick with the coach.
Yeah, but those fraternity of coaches, sorry to cut you off, they got to also understand, even if they're friendly with him or close or have been to the house in Nantucket, that Bill always does like to try to prove himself smarter than everybody else. So this is him saying, well, they can't fix him. Nobody in the league can fix him. I can fix him.
Yeah, but then again, if you think it's orchestrated, if this was all a ploy.
I mean, I do. I believe in the conspiracy theory on this one.
Bill's not only, he's subverting.
I mean, that's what I believe happened here.
I mean.
No, again, you can define that however you want, right? And by that, I mean, well, what do you mean? You know, he called up and, no. But he let it be known. There's a million ways to do that, and lots of teams do it. They weren't the only one, I'm sure. But you're telling me that the Patriots didn't let it be known to Drew Rosenhaus or someone else that if Antonio Brown gets his ass out of there, we'd be happy to have him here?
And that's
of course they did.
That's who I'd be pissed at. Mike Mayock, after all the ass-kissing I've done to you, Bill, this guy comes out threatens me physically on the field, calls me a bitch and a cracker. He goes racial on me. He tries to smash me in the face, and you're waiting to sign him 20 minutes later after he's released? Thanks. Thanks, Bill. That's nice to have my back. And so, and again, I'm not here to save the world either. I'm not like, I don't mean to be on my moral high ground. I'm just telling you, why is Tony Dungy talking about the kids and role models and Robert Kraft? That's the story.
I mean, to me, I told you, when I heard it, I said, wow, isn't that something? Talk about how labels have changed. Years ago, the Raiders used to be the team that would take on all the dirtbags in the world, in the football world, every dirtbag there was out there, whether it was a dirty player or a criminal, who knows what. The Raiders would take him, come play here because you can win. We don't care. Blah, blah, blah. They released this guy, and the Patriots took him in. The Patriots. So the whole Patriot way thing has always gone up my caboose like you would not believe.
Oh, it's always been a false.
Oh, I hate it. It's total garbage with all the a-holes they brought in here. It's complete nonsense. They just want a good deal on a talented player like anyone else does. This idea that it's somehow different pisses me off to no end. And I will admit, from a football standpoint, I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued at seeing, you know, a receiver with some of the best footwork ever work with the best quarterback of all time. Of course I'm intrigued by that. Who wouldn't be? But this guy is. He's an a-hole.
Oh, the guy's...
I told you last week I didn't want him here.
The guy's a complete clown.
Yeah, and after the YouTube video that he dropped on Friday night around 11 o'clock, that's because last Friday afternoon I was in. Like, talent trumps trouble, especially in that league. After that, like, he's just way too me first, way too selfish, way too narcissistic.
Talent trumps trouble. Is that the way it's done in New England? No, it's not. It's not.
No, look at the last couple of receivers they brought in here.
It's never been a team that sold out for talent. And smartly, it's how they're ahead of the curve. So now they slip into this thing. Ooh, there's a great talent there for a good price. That's how you chip away at your soul. And make no mistake, the Randy Moss signing chipped away at your soul. And this guy's worse. This guy's worse. He's better on the field, I think. But a much worse individual off it.
Mike, they've always liked a good deal. They've always liked a good deal. Corey Dillon was an a-hole, too, when they won with him.
Okay, this guy's a flat-out embarrassment, which makes this signing embarrassing. I think it's embarrassing for the Patriots. Now, will it work? This is the tricky question, and, sorry, Jimmy. We suck at predicting the future. But, look, people who say there's no risk is just, what are you talking about? Of course there's risk. And I'll just use the Kyrie Irving example again, that you don't see it in real time and it makes no sense on the front side of it. But how does Kyrie Irving not make the Celtics a better team? He's got to make them a better team. He just has to, right? And then time goes on and we see what happens. And in hindsight, we look back and we say, well, he was actually such a bad guy and such a divisive influence inside the room that he created these little cracks. And the next thing you know, you're getting less out of other guys. And the other guys didn't respond well to the way that he handled himself. And they went south. And then he went south to that. And the next thing you know,
he enters a room and he's like a hurricane of negativity. Well, and everybody gets sucked into it.
But you never, you know, at the time, it's like, there's no risk. There's nothing to lose here. He's got to make you a better team. And then somehow he doesn't. Because he just doesn't. Because this is not a computer program. This is not your rotisserie league or your fantasy league. These are human beings and they interact. And so there's just the potential for a bad guy to set a bad sort of vibe, and it trickles down, and the next thing you know, you're not as good as you should be, and it happens. And it even happens here. It did with Moss as time went on. It did. And he has the potential to do it here. I said before, there are very few guys on the planet who could come in here and disrupt the amazing chemistry and character that they have. But this guy is such an a-hole, he might be the guy. If anyone's capable of doing it, it's this guy.
You would think, too, that over time, like, they would have learned their lesson on this. Because Moss is not the only case. It's happened with other guys that they've brought in.
Adalius Thomas.
Yes, I was just thinking of him, too. That's another one. Like, it happened with Adalius Thomas. You know,
and that's pre-social media. This is before a guy like Antonio Brown can go to his Instagram and video what's going on in a meeting, in the locker room, a conversation he had with Belichick that was supposed to be private, any of this kind of stuff. He is a burden.
Can you imagine if he, like, pulls out that phone while Belichick's addressing the team?
Good for content.
Oh, great content.
I mean, it's a grand slam for the radio show. Like, I'm, like, a talk show host, I'm fascinated to see the story. Don't get me wrong. But I never liked this guy. I never liked this type of receiver. Never, 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 not once. I felt that way that last week, so I feel that way this week. So I'm not doing the fan thing. Not, you know, not that you would expect me to. I keep hearing that there's no risk. So that you know, make no mistake. Of course there's risk. I hear that if he acts up or falls off the reservation, they'll just walk away. Again, they gave him a $9 million signing bonus, $10 million guaranteed. They wrote a check to him today for $5 million. When you write a check for $5 million, you tend to give that player an extra chance or two because you just gave him $5 million of your dollars. That, to me, is the biggest surprise of this whole thing. If they had signed him for no upfront money per week, you know, you can get to $15 million just by making $2 million, or whatever, you know, $750,000 a week to get you to 15, and that's what we're going to do. That, to me, is a classic Patriots, you know, as long as you stay on the reservation, show up to the meetings, are on the game day roster every week for 17 weeks, 16 weeks, you'll make your money. That's not what they did here. They cut him a check for $5 million, which means they're going to give him extra chances to justify that money. Also a risk. $4.5 million of the 15 is tied up in these incentives. Have you heard the incentive levels? So for him to reach an extra 1.5, it's a 1.5 for each of these. Okay, so $10 million comes in guarantees, $9 million signing bonus, five now, four later, a $1 million base salary that's guaranteed. I believe now, so that's $10 million. Then there's an extra $500,000 in per game roster bonuses. So whatever that is per week to get to $500,000, so that's 10.5. The remaining 4.5. He gets $1.5 million for each of these. 105 catches, 1,298 yards, and 16 touchdowns. Okay? Those are all one more than he scored last year or had last year. They had to do that to make it not likely to be earned. Okay? If you did it the year before, it's likely to be earned. If you didn't do it the year before, it's not likely to be earned, and it goes on next year's cap. He ain't going to hit those. I don't think he's going to hit those.
He's not getting 16 touchdowns.
You're gonna score 16 touchdowns?
I don't think so.
And God forbid, if he has 105 catches and Edelman goes down to 60, you're a worse team. And I don't think that's going to happen. If anyone's going to have 100 grabs, it's Edelman. Those balls go to the slot. So when, I don't know, because Antonio, I think, is a moron on top of being a first-class clown. I don't know if he realizes yet he's not going to get those incentives. What happens when he gets to week 10 and someone says to him, AB, you're 56 catches, man. You're not getting to 105. And you're at 700 yards. You're not getting to 1,300. And you only have seven touchdowns. You ain't getting to 16.
Okay, you sure about that?
I don't think he's going to hit those incentives. I don't.
Okay, the touchdowns to me is tough. For the other ones, how do you know they're just not going to feed him the ball every week to keep him happy?
105 catches in 15 games?
Well, he can do it. What? Seven a week.
I mean,
he can do that?
Oh, some weeks he'll have 12, 14. But you know this. It's some weeks. Teams are going to take him away, and what are the Patriots going to throw into double coverage because they have to get AB his incentives?
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not his incentives, but they got to get him the ball to keep him happy.
Okay, so that's what I said about Randy Moss. When you bring in a guy like this, you sell your soul.
Okay, so that part I agree with. I'm just telling you that they're going to do what they have to do to keep him happy.
So, but that is to say it's not going to work. It might. And I said this earlier. While he might be the only guy on the planet that can disrupt what you have going on here, you are also the only team on the planet that actually might get the most out of him. If it's going to work anywhere, I realize this might be the place. And I said it before and I'll say it again. This organization, Belichick, Brady, this whole thing for 20 years, they have one piece of unfinished business, Murray. One piece. They have one thing left to accomplish, one thing to atone for, one check mark, one thing left to check off their list. One. And that's 19-0, and they should go for it, and they can go for it, and it's on the table.
Yeah, the stairway to perfection.
It is on the table. They have one last piece of unfinished business before it's all said and done, and that's 19-0. And again, if I have to look at this asswipe for the next 4 months, they better go 19-0. At least that's a story. At least that makes it worth it. But you can go 12-4 without this guy and win a Super Bowl without this guy. If he's going to be here and we got to put up with this and look at this guy, go 19-0. To your thoughts right after this.
Michael Felger, Tony Maserati, Felger and Mann.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, Lasse, let me see it.
Look at Adam Schefter.
The Raiders free! Bro. Oh, my God! Freedom Bell ring, got me fly like a flea, fly like an eagle. Let's go, free. Let's go. Oh, free. Oh, oh. Grandma, they free me. They free me, Grandma. Ah, oh, God is the greatest.
It's Antonio Brown on learning he had been released by the Raiders on Saturday. Probably seen it by now. I'm running around in his backyard. God's great, because that's definitely what God would want you to do. Fake an injury, refuse to report. Put your bosses through complete and utter nonsense on a daily basis. God wants you to lie and quit on your teammates. Isn't that what God wants, Jimmy? Last time you checked?
I'm sorry, say again.
No, I'm sorry. No, it's okay.
Yeah, I believe it's in the book of Genesis. Be a burden, get paid. I think
it's one of the commandments. Thou shalt quit on thy team.
Definitely what God would have wanted. This guy. If he's going to be here, you might as well go 19-0. To your thoughts, as promised. Tommy in Milton. Jimmy, help me out on line 5. I jammed up here. Tommy, you're up next with Felger and Maz. Hi, Tom.
Hi, guys. Hey, Mike. I love your big balls when you buck against the system. I really do. I've told you before, I agree with 90% of what you say. First of all, Mike, you know, I everything that Brown did, I don't condone any of it. All of it was wrong. But, you know, let's see how it plays out. And, Tony, you sound like you must work for CNN, because that left-wing lunacy thing about there was a pre-planned thing, you sound like a nut.
You really do. Tommy, you don't think that he knew that the Patriots would pick him up if he forced his way out of Oakland?
Tony, that could go either way. I could say yes and be right, and I could say no, that could be right.
Well, which one do you say? Which one are you going to say?
I don't agree with that. And you know, look at you want to talk about Kraft. How about Jerry Jones and all the friggin' misfits he brings along board?
Oh, no, I don't. This
Who
is not
cares a, about Jerry Jones?
Well, no, but he was going back to the Dungy comment. I agree that I think Dungy was taking a shot at the wrong guy. I don't think it has anything to do with Kraft. I think this is all about Bill. And I'd be pissed if I were a former coach or a real coach or a current coach. What Bill does undermines the authority of any coach in the league. Thereby, it should undermine Bill's authority. It won't at this point in time, but that stuff comes around, man. If that's how you operate, if you tell someone to blow their way out of town and you'll be waiting to sign them to give them a raise, that I'm a believer in karma and that sort of stuff. And that stuff does come around. You left-wing conspiracy theorist.
So let me get this straight. I just want to make sure I'm getting this straight. That when the Steelers put him on the market, the Patriots expressed interest, offered a first-round pick. We have a recording of Drew Rosenhaus saying the Patriots are interested. Tom Brady's a great guy.
I know I can do a deal with them.
All of that. Then he ends up going to Oakland in a trade, and we're supposed to believe that there was no communication at all between Drew Rosenhaus, or rather the Brown camp and the Patriot camp. No communication at all, and then all of a sudden a guy who's a lunatic to begin with starts acting like a lunatic 10 times what he normally is? I'm sorry. This thing was in some... Now look, the Raiders played into it because they ultimately pulled the plug on it, and they shouldn't have. But the Patriots are there waiting, and they let it be known. I'd be willing to bet that they were there waiting.
And something happened similarly with LeGarrette Blount out of Pittsburgh and Marty Bennett out of Green Bay. So there is a track record. Belichick has no problem being a home wrecker. And if you run around cheating on other people's wives, that stuff comes back to you eventually. And that's sort of what I'm kind of driving at. That he's, what, in there planting the seed for these guys? Hey, if you blow your way out of town, we'll be here for you. That is... someone once called Bill duplicitous. That's a duplicitous way to go about business, and it will come back to you. Karma will catch up on that, if not this year. Roxy on Cape Cod. Go ahead, Roxy.
Oh, hey. Thanks for taking my call. I was just wondering, do you guys think that it's possible that if Tony Brown plays for a team that doesn't need him, because I think everybody agrees that the Patriots do not need him, he might be a little more humble or change his behavior? Because I feel like the Steelers, especially towards the end, and the Raiders were really thirsty for him. So he almost had a little bit of leverage with those teams.
Yeah.
But coming into the Patriots, he knows he's not going to be the superstar, and he might be thinking, this team is going to bring me to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, see, you're talking logic. I don't think Antonio Brown has ever acted with any of that.
No.
See,
no.
I think by the end, the reason the Steelers dealt him is because they felt like they didn't need him anymore.
And I feel like based on his actions, especially online, I don't think that football is the most important thing to him. I don't think winning a title for the first time in his career is the most important thing. He is the most important thing. His brand. So that's not going to change. Now that he's here, as soon as the thing was announced, he couldn't get to Instagram fast enough. How many times has he posted since?
Okay, you
that
tell me.
Stop.
Has he been all over the place?
Yeah, it's been like five of these. Like one of him in a uniform, 84. By the way, you now got to get that number from Ben Watson, by the way. Sitting in a pile of money. One with Belichick on a bus with Foxborough, incorrectly
misspelled.
Spelled.
I saw that
like,
one, yeah.
The thing from, you know, he puts up the thing Friday night with the conversation with him and John Gruden. That was beforehand. We see him getting the word that he's been released and celebrating. It's all about him at all times. And you think just because he's here... he's now going to learn a little bit of humility? Good luck.
Oh, that one post. He gets signed by the Patriots, and he posts a cartoon picture of himself sitting in a pool of money. What's his thing? Just Boomin'? What is it?
Boomin' is his thing. It's like his tagline.
Business is booming. In a pile of cash. That's a great representation for you and your organization. That's just what you want to be known for, right? And that's so what is he celebrating? Being a Patriot? Or that you just wrote him a check for
right.
$5 million.
You know, at least if you humor us a bit. I mean, Patriots fans, make it a pool of rings that you're laying in, not a pool of cash.
Nope, it's just about the money. Tom and Quincy. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, Mike. I called you the other day to talk about how stupid the Raiders were, that they weren't going to kick him to the curb after the whole Mayock situation and that he was going to start week one, right? So, and then I start hearing all the stories how he was released. I was like, oh, I love that they cut bait with him. And then I see that the Patriots signed him. Now, I've been having these ridiculous conversations with some of my real hardcore Pats fans friends that you go through the whole, well, Belichick can figure it out. He'll get him going, blah, blah, blah. The guy is a world-class whack job. Like, he is next level. Like, I would take 10 TOs over him. This guy's crazy, right?
Yep.
But on a different note, like, minus the fact that he's an absolute lunatic and his talent is, you know, unquestionable, I was happier more to see that the guys that didn't lose their roster spot were Myers and Gunner. I didn't want him to take one of those kids' spots. You know, I don't care how talented the guy is. I could do without him. I wish they didn't get him. I don't like rooting for players like him. So in my opinion, I just consider it a bad move all around.
Okay, Tom. Thanks for the call. And yeah. I'm glad, too, that Myers and Olszewski kept their jobs.
It is true, though, that literally in the span of hours, when the news came out that he was released, don't you think just about every fan here in New England was saying that guy's an a-hole? Good. Good move for the Raiders.
Yeah, of course.
Good for the Raiders. They did the right thing. They cut his ass. The only people who were worried about it were the people who had him on their fantasy team because they took him in the draft 3 days before.
Jim, you were on the air at the time.
Yep.
He was cut before he was signed here.
I would say 95% of the phone calls. I mean, I'm a 25-year season ticket holder. I wouldn't want the Patriots to touch him with a 10-foot pole. And about an hour and a half later, after the show wrapped up with Casper, I'm laying in bed and I see, wait, what? No. No! But boy, all of a sudden, though, my Twitter feed starts filling up. Yeah, here comes Seventh Heaven. And then I heard McCarthy, like an emergency show, to announce this and talk about it and take phone calls on it. And the calls were, oh, my God, people did a complete 180. Yeah, for so many years, he was in hell, and now he's in heaven. Gonna be a changed guy.
Yeah, Bill would never bring a guy like that in here, but he'll get the most out of him.
He knows better than us.
It's the perfect spot.
Oh, totally. Yeah, that's a good move because he can do it. Shut up.
What a team, though, right? What a team. What a story. Unbelievable.
I'm telling you, it's...
These guys.
Another guy that does, a friend of mine that works in another market doing sports radio, texts and says, you people don't deserve this. Like, it's just, it's an embarrassment of riches when it comes to content and stories. It's insane.
It is. It's absurd. It's absurd. Again, and I admit, the perverse... hypocritical jackass in me, and that is a considerable part of my personality. The idea of him and Brady functioning at a high level together, if it were to ever work that way, I'm intrigued by it.
Of course. How can you not be?
I'm intrigued by it. I mean, like, I think we could see, Rex Ryan said this morning on Get Up, I think it was, with Greenberg. I think he said he could see this guy catching 10 balls a game, no problem. You know, with Brady as his quarterback, 10 balls a game.
I don't see that. I don't see that. I don't think he's going to hit those incentives.
I don't think.
And when he realizes it, get back to me then.
So I don't think he was implying that, you know, that's all they'll do is throw to Brown all day. I think he was implying they're good enough to do it.
Oh, of course they are.
Yeah.
Of course they are.
That if this guy played a full season with Brady, he'd catch 160 balls.
Okay, contract details on the Antonio Brown contract. Who the Patriots released today to make room for Antonio Brown. Those details right here in the update. Then we're back with your reaction.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help Helplinema.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You're listening to Felger and Mass.
Doesn't always have to be ha ha hee hee.
Oh, love it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The initial dispute occurred Wednesday, and Antonio Brown ran a route in practice. Ben Roethlisberger told him to run the route again. He didn't like that. I think he felt like he was getting shown up. So he left the practice field. Ben went to speak to him after. But Antonio Brown left the facility that time. A number of Steelers, employees, players, even the team owner himself, Art Rooney, reached out to Antonio Brown, and he did not return any of their texts or messages. He did not show up on Saturday. He showed up on Sunday thinking that he would be healthy enough to play in the game and was promptly deactivated.
So now everyone want to have a meeting. They want to talk. He want to invite me over to his house. And it's like... On the biggest game of the season, you're saying go home.
Think about playing with the greatest quarterback in NFL history, and he's a cool guy.
That's going to be amazing.
And I don't think we'll have any problem getting a deal done with these guys.
Yeah, we need that. We need that respect, that guarantee that, like, you know, like, Robert Kraft's a cool guy, too.
Kraft is one of the wealthiest guys in the NFL, AB. So.
Yeah, I'll pull up. That'd be great. That'd just be like that championship talk.
The talks with them and the Raiders were not exactly smooth from the get-go. You look like you're walking a little funny.
Yeah, my feet is pretty much getting circumcised, right?
Antonio Brown's not in the building today. Won't be practicing.
AB is a great Without player, us. But what we've seen over the last 6 months in his addition to Oakland, he's not a great pro.
I'm going to apologize to my teammates, organization. Enough talk, man. I'm excited to be out here with my teammates. Grateful for all the fans. I'm excited to be a part of Raiders and see you guys soon.
We're happy to have him back, and I know Raider Nation is excited about that too. All right,
guys. Thank you very much.
Monday night.
That's the plan. Yes.
Raiders officially releasing Antonio Brown.
The Patriots are obviously a very solid, strong organization. They do things the Patriots way. They expect everybody to be accountable. They don't make any exceptions, and I've discussed this with Antonio, and he wants to be a Patriot.
All right, Jimmy Stewart's look at the entire Antonio Brown saga from Pittsburgh to here, and I say entire, I mean, that's the most we could fit. So much crap this guy has generated over the last couple of years, and now he's a Patriot. He's an embarrassing guy. He is. He's a clown. And if he's an embarrassment, you sign him, what does that make you? Makes it an embarrassing signing, I'll tell you that. But that doesn't mean it won't work. We'll see if that works. Another big story in sports last night here in Boston Sports was the firing of Dave Dombrowski. Mazza has you covered on that starting at 6 o'clock for the Baseball Reporters. Full hour of the Dave Dombrowski Red Sox fallout. So we'll cover that at 6 o'clock with Maz and the Baseball Reporters.
Absolutely.
I'll be on with Adam Jones for the off-air show. So you want to hear Jones swear about it? I'm sure Jones loves Antonio Brown. He's a talent whore. Like, Jones will do anything for talent.
Slut for talent.
He doesn't care about character, chemistry. He'd care less about that.
No morals, Jones.
No morals. what would you expect from the sports buzzer? No moral compass, that kid. We'll talk to him at 6 on Facebook Live. Felger and Adam Jones, Facebook Live, 6 p.m. sharp. It's presented by Ace Ticket. That's the off-air show tonight. Your phone's here up until we hit the final word. Nick in Dorchester, what do you got for us, Nick?
Hey guys, so you just had that montage going back to when Antonio was in Pittsburgh, but you missed the beginning part of it where he posted that video from inside the locker room.
Yep,
and I remember just thinking to myself, this is weird because I've never heard any drama from this guy, and somebody brought up a point, I forget who it was, but they mentioned that maybe he's seeing some CTE from the Vontez Burfict hit.
Sure.
Yeah,
Nick, I'll just cut you off there. I've heard, that I thought was a prevailing wisdom here, conventional wisdom in New England last year, is that he had suffered some head trauma or is having some sort of personal crisis or some sort of breakdown, maybe related to CTE since that Vontez Burfict hit in the playoffs several years ago, that he's never been the same since then, and he's a man in crisis. Like, all these things. I haven't heard much of that today. It's the first call we've gotten on it today. Interesting how that happens now that he's a Patriot.
Well, I guess it's just going to be ignore until something bad happens. And hopefully, look, I'm trying to compartmentalize this and talk myself into it. Because after Friday night, that stupid YouTube video drops. I said, I'm out. Talent does not trump trouble in this case. I don't want him. He's too toxic in a locker room. And now I got to try to convince myself. I think he's a bad dude.
The way he was acting in Oakland, like clearly trying to get himself out of there, he hadn't even played a game. He'd barely set foot on the practice field.
So you think he was playing crazy?
I do. Well, I think it's both. I think he's crazy and he was playing crazier. Does that make sense?
I mean, I've started...
Mike, you don't publish on the internet a letter that the team sent you fining you. And then you don't publish conversations on the internet between you and the GM unless you're looking to get your ass shipped out of town. I mean, I can't see how that.
No, I buy it.
Those jibe.
I think you're right.
By the time it got to that stage, he wanted out.
I'm just telling you.
I don't know where it turned, but he just said, I got a better offer.
I don't think his a-holery is staged, though.
No. He's an a-hole.
I mean, he is what he is.
He's an a-hole, which is why he had no problem doing it. Like somebody with some sort of level of self-respect, some level of dignity would have said, I can't do that. That's not right. It's not right to do it that way. You know what this is like to me? This is like an eighth grader breaking up with his girlfriend because he found out someone better looking likes him. Like, that's the kind of crap you do in high school or middle school. Like, ooh, she likes me. Ooh, I'm going out with her. Bye. We're done. Like, that's the kind of crap that is.
Rob in Winthrop. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys. So I agree with Maz that this whole thing was orchestrated. I don't know how far back it goes, but I don't think this – well, obviously the Steelers weren't going to trade him to the Pats. So I think AB just signed with the Raiders, had no intention of playing with them, you know, maybe collect some money and then get his way out of there. And then if you remember when he was going through the whole helmet saga, Brady was the only one who came out there, not supporting him, but, you know, was out there saying, oh, you know, I don't like playing with my helmet either. So I don't know if they were in contact that whole time, but for Brady to be the only one out there supporting him, it just seemed a little weird.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'm saying the same thing last week as I said last year, as I said 10 years ago when it comes to these kind of players. You, I feel, have changed your tune, and I'm not blaming all of you. But last week, it's just a long way of saying, last week I heard a lot that he was making up the helmet thing because he was embarrassed about the foot injury from the cryo chamber.
Yeah, that was what I was
cryo.
Saying.
Cryo chamber in France.
Thank you. The cryo chamber in France, and that's really just a cover for the fact that he doesn't want to play football anymore. I heard that a lot. He doesn't want to play football. And even if he does, he messed up his feet, and he was embarrassed about it, so he made up the helmet thing.
He doubled down on the stupidity.
But now it's just some sort of master plot from someone who was moving all the pieces on the chessboard. Okay. All right. Now suddenly he wants to play football.
And there's no risks. That's the one that blows
my mind. Oh, yeah. No risk whatsoever, yeah.
Here's one that I've thought of.
So, one of the great home wreckers in the entire league is just join your team, but there's no risk.
And it's a good word for him, too. He's
got
a home wrecker.
Done it now in two different places. So Josh Gordon looks physically and mentally to be in a good place. After that game last night, he's lucid. He's clear. He's using, I don't know, I noticed a lot of like sober talk, saying he's grateful, these kind of things. He sounded like a completely different guy. You bring this a-hole in now? I don't know about you, but if I'm stressed and I'm dealing with someone in my life, I'm like, oh, God. I typically hit a bottle or two. You know, what's to say that Josh Gordon realizes, like, he doesn't get along with Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown's a pill. He's putting everything on Instagram, on his Instagram stories. He ropes Josh Gordon into something. He's like, man, like, leave me alone. How do you think he's going to deal with that? How has he dealt with those kind of issues in the past?
Keep him away from that guy.
Right.
No, I mean, you've got some tenuous situations in there. Gordon's a tenuous situation.
Keep him away from that guy.
No risk, though. There's no risks at all.
Put their lockers on like opposite sides of the room and don't have them anywhere near each other on the practice field.
If Antonio Brown's a problem, they'll just walk away. A little harder when you gave him $5 million. And some people have confused me to think that that's cap dollars. No.
Real money.
No. F the cap. The cap, it just is another example of how it doesn't matter. They can get around it a million ways. I'm not talking about the cap. I'm talking about something far more important. An actual check from RKK Robert Kraft and the New England Patriots for 5 beans. That's what Antonio Brown got today. You just rewarded this guy for acting that way. $5 million, which I know for Robert is a multi-billionaire, is a little bit of a drop in a bucket, and for their budget is not, you know, it's 2% of the whole thing or whatever. You know what I mean, but that's still $5 million. You think Robert got to where he got to by just leaking away $5 million? No, the $5 million means something. It means that the first time Antonio Brown screws up, he gets a second chance because they just gave him $5 million.
I want to know when the Patriots stopped understanding the concept of leverage.
They
took the thing out of Brady's contract that lets him walk at the end of the year. They give this guy dough up front. Like, well, what's going on down there?
To me, that's the biggest surprise. The final word comes your way next.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio, crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Looking for the best deal on tires. There is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Felger and Maz off-air show presented by Ace Ticket. Again, Facebook Live, 6 o'clock sharp. 4.5 minutes, me and Jones. Maz on the baseball reporters at 6 here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Go, Murray.
A lot of Antonio Brown talk today. It's funny. I was on the air when he was cut by the Raiders Saturday afternoon. Yeah, I wouldn't want to touch him with a 10-foot pole. Today, yeah, I love that he's a Patriot. So, a lot of back and forth between many Patriots fans and this show on this move.
Paul and Blackstone. Go ahead, Paul.
And all of you, Tony included, kept saying, if I were Brady, I'd be pissed if I'm 42 years old and these are the guys that I got to throw to. Now, I get it. Antonio.
Did I say go sign Antonio Brown?
So he's the best receiver in football.
Did I say go sign Antonio Brown, Paul? If we're going to go back to what I've said, have you ever heard me say go out and sign Antonio Brown, Randy Moss, Terrell Owens, or any of these guys? Or has everything that I've said for 10 years plus said to you, stay away from these guys. They never win. So don't. If you want to go back to what I've said, then let's stick to what I've said.
Bring me the a-hole, Mike, is what you've said.
Not at wide receiver. Never, not once, Paul. Never, not once. Never, not once.
Stop it. Like, do you want Gunnar Olszewski out there catching punts or passes?
Yep.
So here's the thing, right?
Yep. Give me Gunnar Olszewski over Antonio Brown any day of the week. Any day of the week. Any day. Especially on this team.
Yeah, and thankfully they didn't end up cutting Olszewski or Jacoby Myers because that might be in play. He's good as a punter. He's a good punt returner, by the way. We also have this, Ben in Rhode Island weighing in on the Antonio Brown signing.
Ben in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Ben.
And then also the salary cap. You know, later on in the season, they might need some flexibility. I know it can be maneuvered, but, you know, they want to plug some holes in the O-line, and now they can't because they're stuck with him.
Ben, don't worry about the cap.
I see some problems.
Don't worry about the cap. And this should be the latest example of it. Oh, my God. When the thing first happened, I'm reading poor Bedard and his cap guy, Miguel. I feel so bad for those guys. It's like, well, they only have $4 million of room, so they're going to have to. And I'm like, guys, just they'll add a phony year and spread it out, and, like, there's. Why do you people still bring up the cap? Isn't this just another example? They can do whatever they want? They created two phony years for Brady to give him enough. There's a phony option year on this. Just create a phony year and then tear it up when you get to it. Like, what are you talking about?
It's a good thing they cut Hoyer. Saved a couple million.
Don't worry about the cap. Just create a phony year and then eliminate it when you get there. Like, what? I don't understand why people would still bring that up. Like, trying to figure out, well, what do they do with the money here? And they got only $1 million. It doesn't matter. Make a fake year and then kill the fake year when you get to it. Done. I just solved your problem. Quit fixating on the cap.
Seriously.
The amount of people who still bring that up, it's like, have you not figured it out yet?
Oh. Well, you know why, though?
I mean, I used to do this. When I covered the team, it's like, well, they've got $3 million in room, and this player's going to cost them $375 million, so how do they... Or, you know, they'd have no room. They only have $500,000 in room. How come they're looking for this guy for $10 million a year? Then they'd sign the guy for $10 million a year. I'm like, that doesn't even come close to fixing him. But they just did it. Because they created some phony years and spread it out and restructured someone else. And the next thing you know, they did it. It's like, I came to realize after time, I'm just wasting my time trying to figure it out because the cap is utter bullcrap.
Yeah, the salary crap.
Because the contracts are utter bullcrap. If the contracts are utter bullcrap, then the cap is utter bullcrap. It's simple.
See, but fans don't care about the real money. They care about, in their minds, the cap money affects the roster. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And that what they care about is the roster.
Right.
Right, so the real money, they're like, I don't give a rat's ass how much money Robert Kraft paid him up front.
You can make that cap number whatever you want it to be.
Of course.
By creating phony years or not creating, like, it's all...
For example, my cap number here is huge.
Well, so keep this in mind. Greg Bedard will make his normal appearance tomorrow from 2 to 4, right? So he does an hour with Beadle and I in the post game, and we were busting his balls over this last night because you mentioned that he
wrote he'll hate the cap ramifications of this.
Beadle was teasing it, saying, like, when we come back, Greg Bedard's going to tell you why the Patriots are signing Antonio Brown to a 4-year deal. And he was getting all sore ass about it. And then he talked about some secret thing that only the teams can see in terms of the real cap number, and Beadle's laughing his ass off. And Bedard's like, all right, can we talk about this? all right, finally today, there was other interest from other teams on Saturday when Antonio Brown was released. One of those teams, the Seattle Seahawks. Here's Pete Carroll talking about it.
This relating to Brown, Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll said today on 710 ESPN Seattle, the Seahawks were trying to sign Antonio Brown after the Raiders released him, saying, quote, "We were involved with that one." Yeah, how would that sound, Maz?
We made a call to the Raiders, and AB is a good player, and Lockett and DK, and we had Richard and Chancellor, and we like a holes, so we did it.
Excellent. All right, Maz on Dave Dombrowski and that firing cup on the Baseball Reporters. I don't need any other further details.
No. All Dombrowski all the time. Alex Cora speaking over at Fenway will try to have a fresh, updated, response out of the Red Sox clubhouse, but a comprehensive look at the Dombrowski dismissal.
90 seconds, no commercials. Then you get Maz. I'm on Facebook Live right now for
just
the
quickly,
off-air show.
Yes. Tomorrow's Big Boy Tuesday.
Big Boy Tuesday.
We will have a special guest on Big Boy Tuesday tomorrow.
Try and watch the simulcast if you can. Just catch up on it. Listen on the radio. Whatever you got to do. There'll be a surprise for the Big Boy tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock. We'll talk to you then.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.